最近我发现到有些基督徒哇真的很辛苦。
Recently, I realized that some Christians are having a hard time.
不是有些基督徒很辛苦，那么多的基督徒很辛苦。
Well, not some, but many Christians are having a hard time.
如果我们真的相信圣经的话，信耶稣基督的人很辛苦是不对的呀。
If you believe in the Bible, then if we have a hard time, this is actually wrong.
我很多次讲了，在耶稣基督里面不可能得到忧郁症。
I said many times in Christ Jesus, there's no way that we can have depression.
在耶稣基督里面不能失败了。
And in Christ Jesus, we cannot fail.
因为我们信耶稣的时候，圣经说我们是重生的嘛。
Because when we believe in Jesus, we become a new creation.
信耶稣的时候，我们变成一个新造的人。
We become a new creation.
我们信耶稣的时候得救。
We are safe when we believe in Jesus.
是什么意思呢？
And what does that mean?
是什么意思？
Does that mean?
等一下，我们看看圣经。
We'll read the Bible later on.
信耶稣的我们回到堕落之前的亚当的状态，是这样的意思吗？
Does it mean that we believe in Jesus to be restored back to before Adam has fallen?
上帝所创造的亚当是很厉害的。
The Adam that God has created is very great.
那么我们信主的话，我们回到堕落之前的亚当那个水准。
So when we believe in Jesus, we've been restored back to Adam before he fell.
这个不是重生的意思，这个不是得救的意思，这个不是新造的人的意思。
Well, this is not the meaning of those that are born again, that are saved, or that are new creation.
圣经那么清楚地告诉我们说，亚当是属地的人。
The Bible says that Adam belongs to the earth, ground.
耶稣是属天的人。
And Jesus belongs to the heavenly.
我们接受耶稣的时候呢，信耶稣的时候呢，我们回到不是堕落之前的亚当，我们回到耶稣基督那样的人。
And so when we believe in Jesus, it's not that we've been restored before Adam has fallen, but we've been restored back to Jesus Christ, that kind of person.
意思是我们回到耶稣这个什么属天的人。
That means to say that we've been restored to a heavenly kind of person.
那么属天的耶稣是什么样的呢？
And how was this heavenly Jesus done?
现在他坐在神右边的宝座上。
Right now, Jesus is sitting on the right hand of the throne of God.
他是超自然的神，对不对？
And it's a God that is supernatural.
他是超越时间和空间的自越的神。
Well, he is a God that surpasses the constraint of the time and space.
他不会受到任何环境的影响。
It is not affected by any environment and circumstances.
对他来讲，旷野不是一个问题。
And to him, wilderness is not a problem.
沙漠也不是一个问题。
And desert is not a problem.
死亡也不是一个问题。
Death is not a problem.
对不对？在耶稣基督里面没有死。
And in Christ Jesus, there is no death.
在耶稣基督里面没有痛苦。
In Christ Jesus, there is no suffering.
那么他这些呢？他是掌握了天上、地上、地下所有的权柄。
Who is he? He's a God who has authority over heaven on earth and on the ground.
明白吗？信主是什么意思？
So understand what does it mean by believing Jesus?
你接受耶稣的话，不是回到堕落之前的亚当的水准，不是的了。
And so when you accept Jesus, doesn't mean to say that you've been restored back to before Adam has fallen.
你变成属天的人。
But it's like when you believe in Jesus, you become someone who's heavenly.
你变成跟耶稣一模一样的人。
You become someone just like Jesus.
如果相信这一点的话，在耶稣基督里面得了忧郁症，不对呀。
And so if you believe in that, in Christ Jesus, you have depression. This is wrong.
失败不对呀。
If you have failure, that is wrong.
但是今天信主过后也是为什么充满痛苦，为什么充满病痛，也这什么比不信主的人更糟糕呢？
If you become a Christian, but you're filled with this kind of sicknesses and sufferings, or worse than those non-believers.
最近一直看到这样的事情。
And so recently, I keep seeing this kind of events.
所以呢，今天晚上我们分享原因在哪里。
And so tonight, we're going to share where is the reason.
到底我们怎么做能够突破这个问题？
How should we do to overcome this kind of issue?
所以呢，今天晚上的主题是什么呢？要健康和丰盛起来。
And so today's topic is we have to have good health and be in abundance.
你告诉你旁边的要健康。
Tell the person beside you, you have to be in good health.
一定要丰盛起来。
And you must have abundance.
这是今天晚上的主题了。
That is the topic for tonight.
当然，在我们当中，很多人很努力做工。
In the midst of us, there are people that strive really hard in work.
也有才干。
And there are people that have skills.
也很努力祷告。
And pray really hard.
但是我发现到，虽然他很努力 很努力了，很有能力了，也努力祷告，但是身体状态没有那么好。
I realize that those people, they strive and they are very capable. At the same time, they pray a lot, but there is not much of a power in them.
也事情也没有那么顺利。
And things don't go really well for them.
特别在关系方面一直没有好的关系了。
Especially in terms of relationship, they don't have good relationships.
意思说跟别人没有那么和睦的意思。
That means to say that they don't really have good relationship with people.
跟自己的先生也没有那么和睦。
Not really in harmonious relationship with the husband.
那么自己跟老板之间，自己跟同事之间也没有那么和睦。
Not really harmonious together with the colleagues and the boss.
来教会的时候也不喜欢这个人，也不喜欢这个人，也没有那么和睦。
We come to church, don't like this person, don't like that person. Not really harmonious with people.
不只是我不喜欢他，他也不喜欢我。
It's not just I don't like this person, but this person don't like me as well.
你知道吗？
Do you know?
如果跟别人没有和睦，跟别人的关系没有那么好的，上帝的祝福无法临到我们身上。
Understand that if we're not harmonious to get other people, blessings of God cannot flow inside of us.
千万不要认为是你努力生活了，或者是努力祷告，或者是很有才干才能得胜，不要这样想。
And so don't think that you will succeed if you strive a lot, or to say that you are very capable, or say that you really pray a lot.
你一定要明白你是新造的人。
You have to understand that you are new creation.
你一定要明白你是属天的人。
That you are a person that belongs to the heavenly.
所以呢，你用地上的方式来生活的话，属地的方式来生活的话，怎么样呢？你一定会失败。
And therefore, if you use your earthly matter to live your life, then you will definitely fail.
失败还好。
Fail is still okay.
哥罗西书第三章第一节到第六节怎么说呢？
Colossians chapter 3 verse 1 to 6 that says.
特别是第四节到第六节怎么说呢？
Especially verse 4 to 6 that says.
如果你用属地的方法，意思说世上的想法、看法、世上的潮流、世上的价值观等等来生活的话，怎么样呢？魔鬼一定会进来你的生命里面。
That if you use your worldly kind of thinking and opinions and ways and matter to live your life, then the Bible says that the evil ones would enter your life.
魔鬼没有其他的使命。
Well, the devil don't have other missions.
魔鬼只有一个使命。
There's only one mission.
什么使命呢？
One mission is that.
偷窃、杀害、谋害，这就是魔鬼对你身上的这个计划使命而已啊。
To kill, to steal, and to destroy. That is the only mission the devil have for you.
所以呢，用世上的想法、看法来生活失败还好。问题是用你的能力来没有方法胜过的那个魔鬼会进来。
And so even so that you fail using the willing method, it's still fine, but if you use the willing method, this devil that you cannot overcome would answer your life.
所以呢，我们一定要明白我是属天的。
And so understand that you are the heavenly.
我虽然生活在新加坡，我不是新加坡的百姓。
And even so that you live in Singapore, but you are not a Singapore citizen.
我是天上的百姓，你一定要明白。
You are the citizens of the heaven.
所以呢，你一定要用属天的想法、看法来生活。
And therefore, you have to use your heavenly thinkings and the lifestyle.
不要以为你不够努力了，或者是不够能力了，或者是不够祷告，虽然我一直失败，一直生病，不要这样想。
So don't think that because you're a lack of capability, lack of power, not pray enough, that's why you fail in your life.
跟别人没有和睦了。
It's because you're not harmonious with people.
还是怎么样呢？用属地上的想法、看法来看别人。
Yes, you're using the earthly methods and ways to look at people.
当然，属地的想法、看法来看别人的话，一定会讨厌了。
So if you use the earthly method to look at people, you would definitely hate them.
一定会产生高兴不高兴了。
You would certainly have happiness or unhappiness.
我们看看一下诗篇133篇。
Let's look at Psalms 113.
第一节到第三节。
Verse 1 to 3.
今天我们一定要突破这个失败。
Today we have to overcome this failure.
我们一定要突破这个痛苦。
To overcome the suffering.
我们一定要突破这个贫穷的问题。
To overcome this poverty.
我们一定要突破病痛的问题。
To overcome the sicknesses.
那么其中一个方法是什么呢？
One of the way is.
圣经告诉我们的方法是什么？
What is the method that's mentioned in the Bible?
我们一起来念一下，请看哪，弟兄和弟兄和睦同居是何等的善，何等的美啊！这里的善美的意思是，上帝会给你们最大的能力、最大的权柄的意思了。
And here, how good and how pleasant means to say that God will give you the greatest power and the greatest authority.
如果你能够和睦的话，怎么样呢？我们的上帝一定会给你最大的上帝的 祝福上帝的能力，上帝的权柄，上帝的那个什么荣耀。
And so if you can't be in unity, God will bless you with great blessings, power, authority, and glory.
啊，第二节，请。这好比那贵重的油浇在亚伦的头上，流到胡须，又流到他的衣襟。
It is like precious oil poured on the head, running down on the beard, running down on Aaron's beard, down upon the collar of his robe.
特别跟你的头哦，很睦了。
Especially to your head.
啊，你跟这个总统啊，不要冲突了。
Do not try to have conflicts with the.
啊，你跟你的老板不要冲突了。
Don't have conflicts with your boss.
你跟你的爸爸妈妈不要冲突。
Don't have conflicts with your parents.
一定要。孝顺你的爸爸妈妈
We have to be filial to them.
一定要尊敬你的老师
We have to respect the teacher.
一定要尊敬你的这个什么先生
We have to respect the husband.
啊，特别跟你的头和睦了
So be in unity to the head.
啊，跟你的头和睦的时候怎么样呢？啊，上帝的能力，圣灵的油从他身上一直流下来。
And so when we're in unity with the head, then the oil will actually pour down from his head onto us.
啊，你这样来和睦的时候，我们的上帝呢，在那个你和睦的那个地方才能发出祝福的命令。
And so at that place where you're in unity, at that place God can release your decree.
啊，看第三节，请。又好比黑门的甘露降在锡安山，因为在那。你和睦的那个地方呢有耶和华所命定的这里的命定是什么意思呢
And here bestow means to say
照着你的要求来制定的意思呢
so according to your requirements to arrange for that
好像做这个西装衣服那样
for example when you're tailoring a suit
照着量我身体的那个标准来制定这个西装对不对
according to the requirements to tailor the suit according to the size
上帝也照着你所要求的那个来发出祝福的命令。
And so according to the requirements, God will release the decree according to what you say.
明白吗？这个是命定的意思。
Understand here, bestow.
还有呢，给你永远的生命。
And he has to give you life forever.
我们已经说了，圣经讲的永远的意思是什么呢
？We talk about forever. What's the meaning?
圣经讲的永远的意思不是时间的连续啊，不是的了。
And so eternal is not a continuation of time.
圣经讲的永远的意思是不会受到任何环境的影响的意思。
Eternal is the meaning that it is not refrained by time and space.
也会超越时间和空间的制约的意思。
It overcomes the nature of law of time and space as well.
所以呢，今天你命令的话怎么样呢？原来你的骨头断了。
And so, like for example, if your bone is broken now.
当然从医学的角度来看的话，需要2个月的时间来医好。
From science, you actually need about 2 months to get recovered.
但是在永远的上帝里面呢，会超越时间和空间的制约。
But in the eternity, you can actually overcome time and space constraint.
所以需要2个月的时间呢，现在立刻可以医好。
Even so, that you need 2 months, but right now you can get the healing.
赚钱也是一样的咯。
It's the same thing.
那么需要这个什么，差不多40年才能赚到上帝命令的怎么样呢？立刻可以得到你40年需要。
Likewise for earning money, if you take 40 years to actually earn the money, but if you require the money right now, if you need it, God will actually allow you to have the money.
所以呢，上个礼拜我们看了这个玛利亚的信心，对不对
？We read about Mary's faith.
现在这个她去参加宴席。
And so right now she attend a wedding banquet.
但是不够葡萄酒。
But it was a lack of wine.
但是拜托耶稣了。
And so she plead Jesus.
为什么她相信耶稣是永远的上帝
？Because she believed that Jesus is the eternal God.
在耶稣基督里面会超越。时间的制约
In Christ Jesus she can overcome time and space constraint
从人的角度来看的话生产上特品的葡萄酒的话怎么样呢需要30年50年或者是100多年
So in man perspective you need about 30 to 50 to 100 years to actually build this kind of wine
但是对永远的上帝来讲可以超越时间的制约
But to this eternal God you can overcome time and space constraint
所以呢立刻可以造出来上特品的葡萄酒
Therefore immediately you can actually view this kind of superior wine.
玛利亚相信这一点。
And so Mary believed in this.
拜托耶稣了。
And therefore she pleased Jesus.
结果呢耶稣真的做出来了。
And therefore Jesus really did this kind of miracle.
明白吗？这个永远的意思。
Understand the meaning here forevermore.
这就是属天的人的信仰。
This is the people of faith of those that are heavenly.
明白吗？现在这个我的失败在哪里？
Understand where's my failure.
虽然信主。
And so even so that you believe.
还是靠着世上的想法看法来生活.
When you live according to the earthly kind of thinkings and ways.
世上的想法看法什么努力做什么的话会得胜.
The worldly thinking is that if you strive on something, you can be successful.
有能力有很好的文凭能够得胜.
If you're capable, if you have qualifications, then you can be successful.
多做什么事情的话会得胜.
And if you do something more, you can be successful.
不是的啦.
But that's not the case.
你这样做压力更大.
If you do that, you'll be more stressful.
所以我们一定要和睦了.
And so we have to be in unity.
那么今天为什么很难跟别人和睦呢?
Why so you cannot be in good unity with people?
因为你跟上帝没有和睦的缘故了.
Because you are not in unity with God.
意思说你没有爱上帝的缘故了.
Because you never love God.
你明白我们的上帝?
You know God.
你全心全力 爱我们的上帝,
and you love God with all your heart and mind.
那是你才能得到和睦的力量.
And at that time, you receive the power to unite.
为什么今天很难跟别人和睦?
Understand why so you cannot be in unity.
为什么很难理解别人?
You cannot understand people.
因为你不爱上帝的缘故了.
Because you don't love God.
你很爱上帝.
If you love God,
很理解上帝,
if you understand God,
明白上帝,
if you know God,
认同我们的上帝,
or you acknowledge God,
相信我们的上帝,
believe in God,
这就是爱上帝的意思嘛,
that's the meaning of loving God,
全心全力敬拜我们的上帝,
with all your heart, soul, and mind to worship Him,
真的只有上帝才能左右我的生死,
and only God is the one that governs our life, death, and blessings and woes in my life.
你真的爱上帝的时候会发现到什么呢?
And when you love God, what can you actually realize?
上帝也爱我了.
God also loves me.
爱我的结果呢,我的身份变了.
And therefore, when He loves me,
原来是用泥土来被造的.
Originally, I'm made of dust.
我是原来是属地的.
I actually belong to the earthly.
原来是IQ没有那么高的.
I don't have great IQ.
但是呢, 爱上帝的时候会发现到上帝舍命来爱我了.
Because I love God, I realize that God sacrificed his life to love me.
结果我们的上帝把天上地上地下所有的权柄也委任给我了.
And therefore God gave this authority in heaven on earth and on the ground over to us.
爱上帝的人才能发现到自己的身份.
Those that love God will realize their own identity in him.
但是呢,不爱上帝的话怎么样呢?一直看不起自己.
But if you don't love God, you keep looking down on yourself.
不爱上帝的话怎么样呢?自卑感很
And if you don't love God, then that means to say you have this inferior complexity.
我是笨的啦.
I'm stupid.
我是胖的啦.
I'm fat.
我是, 没什么用的啦.
I'm useless.
没有人喜欢我啦.
Nobody likes me.
不是的啦.
That's not the case.
上帝爱你.
God loves you.
明白吗?
Do you understand this?
上帝爱你的意思是什么呢?
What does it mean by God loves you?
让你变成耶稣那样的人.
God allows you to become just like Jesus.
上帝爱你的意思是什么呢?
What does it mean by God loves you?
让你变成属天的人.
To let you become heavenly citizens.
所以呢,你是属天的话,跟耶稣一模一样的人的意思。
And if you are heavenly, that means to say that you are the same as Jesus.
这样的人怎么样呢?看别人的时候也怎么样呢?他也是,上帝也爱他。
So when this kind of person, when he look at other people, God also loves that person. He will have that kind of attitude.
那么从上帝的眼光来看别人。
And so based on God's perspective to look at others.
明白吗?现在为什么有自卑感?
Understand why so that you are inferior?
为什么绝望?
Why so that you are in despair?
为什么觉得很痛苦?
Why do you feel like you're in suffering?
为什么很烦?
Why do you feel so vexed?
因为你不爱上帝的缘故。
Because you don't love God.
不爱上帝的,跟上帝没有和睦的缘故。
Because you are not in unity with God.
结果呢,也不能跟自己
And therefore, you cannot be in unity with yourself.
爱上帝的人跟上帝和睦的人才能跟自己和睦.
So those who love God, who is in unity with God, can love themselves.
自己和自己和睦的时候才能爱别人.
And when they are in unity with themselves, then they can love the other people too.
原来我是这样的.
So I'm actually like this.
但是上帝爱我.
Because God loved me.
所以我变成尊贵的.
And therefore, I become honorable.
他也是一样.
That person likewise.
明白吗?
Can we understand this?
所以你跟上帝没有和睦的话，也不能跟自己和睦了。
And so if you are not in unity with God, you cannot be in unity with yourself.
明白吗?
Do you understand this?
我当兵的时候呢,
when I was in the army,
那么我们的这个什么长官嘛，长官,
the sergeant,
叫我们通通, 集合在一起。
They all gathered all of us together.
然后他拿刀片, 然后割,
he took the blade,
割自己的身体,
and he cut himself.
我不爱我的身体的意思。
It's meaning to say that I don't love my body.
这样的人杀你是杀一只苍蝇一样。
This kind of person to kill you is just like killing a fly.
所以整个部队员都发抖。
And so the whole battalion become very troubling with you.
不爱自己的, 会爱别的别人的身体
Those that don't love themselves, will they actually love other people's body?
自己可以割自己身体的割别人的身体
If those that can cut themselves, they can cut people.
更容易
It's easier.
明白吗
Understand?
爱自己的人
So if you love, those people love themselves.
肯定我是尊贵的
A certain of his own identity.
我是宝贵的
He's honorable.
我是大能的勇士
He's a mighty warrior.
这样有这样自豪感的人也才能爱别人。
With this kind of pride, this kind of person would be able to love the other people.
所以和睦是很重要。
And so unity is important.
为什么我们做不到
Why so we cannot do this?
为什么不能爱别人
Why we cannot love other people?
为什么跟别人不能和睦
Why cannot be in unity
我刚刚说
with other people?
因为你跟上帝没有和睦了。
Because you are not in unity with God.
结果呢也看不起自己。
And therefore you don't look You look down on yourself.
对自己没有信心。
You have no faith in yourself.
对自己没有信心的话，看别人。
And if you have no faith for yourself, you look at other people.
别人比我好。
Other people is better than me.
嫉妒了。
You have jealousy.
不高兴了。
You're unhappy.
这是人的罪。
This is the sin of man.
你的朋友一直发展到你很高兴。
And so we are frankly developing. Are you really happy?
人不是这样的了。
Men are not like this.
你的朋友一直发展的话，你的肚子很痛。
And so when you're frankly developing, your stomach will have stomach ache.
几乎会拉肚子。
You have diarrhea.
这就是人的罪。
That is the sin of man.
我们好听的话来说，竞争。
In good terms, say this is called competition.
人是这样的了。
Man is like this.
所以呢，跟自己差不多不是的话，很难做朋友。
Those that are similar to us, if not, we will not be able to be friends.
跟自己的水准差不多的人才能做你的朋友，你知道吗
So those people that are of the same standard with you, you consider them as your friends.
你是很丑八怪
If you are ugly,
你跟很漂亮的朋友可以做朋友
Can you be friends with those that are pretty?
不是的啦
You can.
跟你差不多的人在一起的
You go together with those that are of your own standard.
不会这个因着别人的发展来高兴
You will not be happy with people's developments and advancements.
所以呢不会爱自己的人呢，也不会爱别人。
And so for those people cannot love themselves, they cannot love other people.
弄清楚我们今天不太能够跟别人和睦的原因是不信上帝、不爱上帝的缘故了。
And so the reason why we cannot be in unity with other people is because we don't believe in God, we don't love God at all.
这就是马太福音第二十二章。
This is Matthew chapter 22.
36节到第40节的内容了。
36 to verse 40.
无论怎么样，我们彼此和睦。
No matter what, we have to be in unity.
彼此相爱。
Love one another.
那是上帝的能力才能临到我们身上。
And at that time, God's power will come upon us.
这就是哥林多第十三章哥林多前书第十三章的内容了。
This is in 1 Corinthians chapter 13 content.
所以呢，我们跟别人和睦是很重要。
And so to be in unity with other people, this is important.
另一句话来讲融入这个共同体里面是那么重要的。
In other words, to say to be into this community is very important.
所以呢，这是来参加崇拜。
And so to attend the service only.
然后牧师祝祷之前不见了。
And then before pastor say the last prayer, you disappear.
也没有来参加这个祷告会。
You never come and attend a prayer meeting.
也没有来参加什么活动。
Or to come and join certain activities.
也没有来参加这个众宝祷告。
Or to join an intercessory prayer.
就是来这边做崇拜，然后牧师。住到之前已经不见
And you just come here and do some worship service and before pastor say the last prayer you disappear
也没有来参加吃饭这个吃饭共同体
You never come and eat together with the community
不要期待会成功
Don't expect success in that
你彼此相爱
You have to love one another
彻底的融入这个共同体里面
Come into the community
那是上帝的能力才能临到你的身上
And at that time the power of God will come upon you
为什么不太能够融入这个共同体呢
Why so that you cannot come into the unit
因为你是你我是我
Because you are you I'm I
我也不要干涉你你也不要干涉我
And you don't come and intervene to my life
你也不要说什么话
You don't say certain things about me
我来教会把这个教会当成学校
I come to church and I treat this church like a school
爱不是学习而来的
So love doesn't come by learning.
爱不是读书来的。
Love is not from teaching.
爱是动词。
Love is an active verb.
I love you 是动词。
I love you. It's a verb.
明白吗
Can we understand?
如果你真的是爱他。
So if you really love the person,
你一定会参加他的活动。
You will join the person's activity.
你一定会关心他的事情。
You'll be concerned of the person.
明白吗？现在牧师为什么说说这些的话
？Understand why pastors are saying all of this?
因为我发现到，在耶稣基督里面，我们不可能得到忧郁症。
Because I realized that in Christ Jesus, we cannot have depression.
在耶稣基督里面，我们不可能失败。
And in Christ Jesus, we cannot fail.
正确的信耶稣的话，怎么样呢？哦，你已经掌握了天上、地上、地下所有的权柄。
When you probably believe in Jesus, we already have authority in heaven, on earth, and on the
ground. 你已经变成超人。
You have become a supernatural person.
虽然你现在生活在这个地上，
even so that you live on earth,
但是同时你坐在神右边的宝座上。
At the same time, you must sit on the right hand of the throne of God.
啊，以弗所书第二章第六节。
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 6.
这就是基督徒。
That is Christian.
一定要明白。
And so we have to understand this.
你虽然生活在这个地上，但是你是超人。
Even so that you live on earth, but you are a supernatural person.
意思说你是超自然人。
Mr. City, you are a person that is supernatural.
不是我讲的，等一下，看了这个哥林多前书第十五章。
It's not what I say, but it's written in 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
所以呢，没有理由失败。
And so there's no reason for us to fail.
啊，圣经不是说说而已。
Bible is not of a casual.
要不然信主为什么好消息？
If not, why believe in the Lord is good news?
信主为什么好消息？
Believe in the Lord is good news.
因为天国近了。
Because the kingdom of God is near.
上帝的能力、上帝的统治、上帝的荣耀、上帝的权柄进来了我的生命里面，这就是天国近了的意思。
Because the power of God, the glory of God, the sovereignty of God, the authority of God to enter my life.
啊，耶稣亲口讲的了。
Jesus said himself.
我来了。
I've come.
所以呢，天国已经进来了。
And therefore, the kingdom of God is near.
我来了。
I've come.
上帝的能力、上帝的权柄。上帝的荣耀已经临到你的身上了。
The power, the glory, and the authority of God had come upon you.
所以呢，你是怎么样呢？你已经变成怎么样呢？超自然的存在。
And therefore, you have become of a supernatural existence.
啊，圣经这样讲的，我们相信了。
And if the Bible says that, we have to believe in that.
啊，但是不信。
But because we don't believe.
你相信这一点的时候，才能爱自己。
If we believe in this, we can love ourselves.
啊，原来我是这样那么宝贵的。
I'm actually a person that is so precious.
啊，那是也才能。爱别人。
At the same time, you can also love the other people.
所以呢，好好融入这个共同体的生活里面。
Probably come into the life of the community.
啊，不要独立起来。
Don't be independent.
不要你一个人去洗手间里面，在马桶上吃饭。
Don't eat your meal in the toilet.
不要一直 SMS 或者是 KakaoTalk 或者是 WeChat 来沟通。
Don't try to WeChat and KakaoTalk to this kind of social media.
啊，为什么呢？
Why so?
没有融入这个共同体里面的。
Because you never come into the community.
要弄清楚这个和睦的意思。
Understand the meaning here, unity.
哦，这样来和睦的时候怎么样呢？上帝永远的那个祝福，超越时间和空间的那种的祝福临到我们身上。
And so when we're in unity, the power of God that surpasses time and space will come upon us.
结果呢，种一粒种子，那么得到一百粒种子。
And so therefore, we sow one seed, but we'll receive 100 seed.
啊，不是一百粒种子了，也可以的了，一百倍的，
100 times of harvest.
既然我们看圣经的时候呢，不要认为说这是理论。
So when we look at the Bible, don't think that it's kind of theory.
啊，要不然为什么圣经告诉我们说神的话就是我们的真理、道路、生命？
If not, why would the Word of God say that the Word of God is the truth, the way, and life?
啊，但是信主过后也是没有那么看重这个这样的事情。
Even so, that you believe in the Lord, but you don't take regards in this kind of things.
然后跟别人没有和睦了。
You're not in unity with other people.
也没有来参加这个啊，没有融入这个啊共同体里面。
You don't come into the community.
啊，为什么不太能够融入这个共同体里面呢？
So why so you never come into the community?
因为心里面这个肚脐下面有尴尬的心的缘故嘛。
Because below your belly button there is this awkward feeling.
啊，今天呢，我分享了，好像我跟你的关系是很陌生。
My relationship with you it seems very strange.
啊，那么很多人说，哦，没有事，没有事。
People will say that, there's nothing wrong about that.
也不要骗别人。
Don't deceive other people.
也不要骗自己。
Don't deceive yourself.
心里面有什么东西的话，一定有 body language.
And so what's inside your heart that is a body language?
这个身体跟身体里面的我们的心不能分开。
Our heart and as well as our body cannot be separated.
你的心喜欢某一个人的话，你的身体也很靠近他，很愿意靠近他。
So, when our heart likes somebody, our body will also want to be close to that person.
你的心没有那么喜欢他的话，怎么样？不知不觉怎么样？
And so if you don't like the person, you will naturally have that,
自己也不知道了。
And so you will not know that as well.
但是这个心跟身体不能分开。
But our heart and our body cannot be separated.
啊，所以呢，这个身体也怎么样呢？有言语。
And so our body have language.
啊，所以承认了。
So admit that.
啊，不要说我没有
don't say that, oh, there's nothing wrong with us.
원망.
I'm very busy.
부스더라, 네 신리면, 저가 두치 삶에 요 미워놓으면 깐깐다 신라.
But below your belly button, there is this awkward feeling.
그냥 하이메일 아부수 장무스라.
Perhaps heaven forgive Reverend Kong.
그냥 하이 부타인 언급 지에서 장무스라.
Perhaps cannot accept Reverend Kong.
호저서 하이 부타인 언급 서머런라.
Or to accept certain people.
서로 한난 롱무너가 공통티리.
Therefore, very hard to come into the community.
야, 한 상시도 칸토지지.
And so must look through ourselves.
지지도 회개.
We have to repent all of this.
这就是我们能够得胜的方法.
That is the way how we can be victorious.
不要论为 靠你的热心, 靠你的能力, 靠你的, 更多的祷告, 能够得胜, 不是的啦.
And don't think that by your zeal, by your capability, or by your prayer, you can be victorious.
真的是弄清楚.
Be clear with that first.
所以呢我们 如果是这样的话，我们也要明白圣经讲的罪是什么。
Therefore, we have to understand what is sin that is defined in the Bible.
圣经讲的罪。
Understand sin.
无论怎么样，看这个约翰福音第八章第34节。
Let's look at John chapter 8 verse 34.
有罪的话，魔鬼立刻进来。
If there is sin, the devil would answer.
看一下这个约翰福音第八章第34节，请。耶稣回答说：“我实实在在的告诉你们，所有犯罪的，就是罪的奴仆。”
And Jesus replied, I tell the truth, everyone who sin is a slave to sin.
如果有罪的话,怎么样呢? 你成为恶者的奴仆的意思了。
And so if you have sin, you become the slave of these evildoers.
意思是我们的生命里面有罪的话,怎么样呢? 恶者进来开始支配我们的意思。
In our life, if we have sin, that means to say that the evil ones come and dominate over us.
一定要明白你不是不够能力的缘故。
Don't think that it's because you are lack of capability.
你不够努力的缘故失败，不要这样想。
Lack of diligence and effort, that's what you're failing in life.
恶者进来了。
But it's because the devil entered.
结果呢，偷了你的健康。
That's why he steal your health.
杀害了你的健康。
He destroy, he kills your life.
偷了你的钱。
And he steal from you.
偷了你的智慧,
he steal your wisdom.
偷了你的知识,
and he steal your knowledge.
要弄清楚,
so be clear with that.
现在耶稣说, 有罪的话, 恶就一定会进来。
Jesus said that if there is sin, the devil would enter.
然后恶就开始支配我们,
and the devil will start to dominate over us.
意思说恶就开始偷我们的一切了。
The devil will start to steal from us.
偷善良的心。
Steal away from a good
heart.
And therefore you start to become angry. Easily be raged. And the Bible says that this doesn't come from God.
等一下我们看看发脾气容易着急等等这个不是从上掉来的。
To be angry, enraged, or be in anxiety, all of this doesn't come from God.
那么误解、理解、讨厌这都是圣经说从魔鬼而来的。
To misunderstand or to hate somebody, all of this come from the devil.
因为上帝创造你的时候，你的生命里面其实没有误解等等，没有这些的。
Because when God created you, there's no such thing as misunderstanding.
但是你里面有罪。
But because there is sin in you.
那么恶就进来。
That's what the devil enters.
结果呢，恶就让你误解也好，让你愤怒也好，让你急也好，让你不高兴也好。
That's what the devil. Cause you to be misunderstood, to be in angry, to be in anxiety, and all this.
那么这个约翰福音第九章第31节怎么说呢？
In John chapter 9 verse 31, that says,
你有罪了。
If there is sin in you,
结果呢，恶就进来你的生命里面了。
Therefore, the devil enters your life.
那么我们的上帝无法跟你在一起。
And there is no way God will be together with you.
明白吗？
Can we understand?
人生是属灵征战。
Our life is a spiritual warfare.
千万不要认为信主过后，我不够努力了，我不够能力了，我不够认真了，不是的啦。千万不要这样想。
After you become a Christian, you think that it's because you have lack of capability, lack of diligence, lack of effort.
千万不要这样想。
Don't think that way.
上帝创造你的时候没有这些的东西。
When God created you, there's no such of this thing.
不管你是什么人，你是看着是好的了。
No matter what kind of person you are good.
意思说，不管你是矮呀也好，高也好，胖胖也好，看起来没有读书也好，这个读书高也好，无论怎么样，你看着是好的了。
And so whether you're short, whether you're tall, whether you're flat, whether you're etiquette or not, you are look as good.
意思说，在这边你生活的时候能够生养众多，遍满这地，治理这地，管理这地，这方面呢根本不会出问题。
That would say that you are able to be fruitful, to multiply, to subdue the earth, and to rule over this earth. There is not a problem for you to do that.
这就是看着是好的意思，对不对？That's
the meaning that he see you as good.
要不然我们的上帝不同的创造每一个人都太不公平了。If
not, God created us in various kinds, it would be unfair.
为什么上帝创造我这个姐妹的时候那么矮矮？
So why is it that God created Sister Coco so short?
站着跟坐着一样高。
And when she sits and when she stands, it's about the same.
我也是一样。
Likewise for me.
真的是从人的角度来看太不公平。
In life, it's really unfair, right?
为什么有些人是头脑那么厉害？
Why some people have really great minds?
上次我去韩国的时候，我写这个我身份证的号码。
When I went to Korea, I write my identity number.
我不会背。
And I don't have to memorize.
所以呢，看一个啊，这时候我的号码是啊，6104216一三啊，这样啊，我不太会背。
I cannot really memorize the number that he said just now.
但是呢，我旁边的人看我的时候那么闷。
But the person beside him so foolish.
这个人怎么看一个字一个字来抄？
He see one number by one number to copy it.
我要写四个人的身份证号码。
I need to write four persons' identity card number.
但是他呢，看四个人的身份证号码。
But he see four people's identity card number.
然后马头通通帮我写出来。
Immediately he write down all the identity card number. It's really not fair.
他就是看四个人的身份证号码，然后不需要看这个，然后通通写出来。
And he see all four identity card number, and he just write it down immediately.
怎么有这样的人？
How can that be such a person?
这个算是人吗?
Is this a person?
算是人咯。
It's a person.
怎么看着是好的呢?
How can it be seen as good?
相信神的话了。
To believe in the word of God.
世上的角度来看的话，当然是不公平了。
In terms of life perspective, it's not fair.
但是你相信神的话了。
But if you believe in the word of God.
相信神的话来。 看的话怎么样呢？你不管你拥有什么样的条件，你能够生养众多，遍满这地，真的上帝给你了完全。
In the sense of word of God, no matter what conditions you are in, you are able to be fruitful, to multiply, to subdue, and to rule over. To say that you have to be that kingship authority.
所以呢，千万不要。
So don't deceive yourself.
不要认为不够热心,
don't think that you're lack of
zeal. 不要认为不够努力,
don't think that you're lack of
diligence.
Don't think that you're lack of prayer.
不是的, 不是的,
it's not the case.
不是的,
that's not the case.
创世纪第一章第26节到第28节那么清楚地告诉我们上帝创造你的时候给你了完全。
And so Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 to 28, that says that when God created you, He gave you kingship authority.
但是为什么我们不太能够统治这个世上呢?
Why so that we cannot rule over this earth?
为什么还是我的身体不舒服呢?
Why so that my body is suffering?
为什么我的工作是不太顺呢?
Why my work doesn't go well?
为什么我的家庭,我的生意,为什么还是贫穷呢?
Why my business is still in poverty?
圣经不是说了吗? 这个能够生养众多吗?
The Bible says that to be fruitful and to multiply.
也能够攻破这个恶者的势力吗?
And also to overcome the evil ones.
也能够管理万物吗?
And to rule over all things.
但是现在怎么样呢? 连自己一个身体也不能管理。
But you can't even rule over this body, your body.
从小到现在经常生病。
Since young until now, there's so many sicknesses.
还有工作也不太顺。
Your work doesn't go well as well.
也从祖先以来一直贫穷。
And from your ancestral onwards, you're having poverty.
那么做生意也不太发展。
And even if you do business, you don't develop very well.
你认为是不够努力?
You think it's because of lack of diligence?
现在不的情况是现在不景气。
Second condition right now is that there is a crisis.
对耶稣来讲, 旷野沙漠是不成问题。
To Jesus, wilderness and desert is not a problem for him.
这个以赛亚书第43章第18节19节也怎么说呢? 我能够在旷野开道路。 在沙漠能够开江河。
And then Isaiah 43 verse 18 to 19 says, in the wilderness I can open up a path, and in the desert I can open up a stream.
但是有一个条件。
But there is a condition.
一定要更新。
You have to have renewal.
把过去的旧的思想统统丢。
To forsake the old and formal things.
没有错的了，你上帝给你。
It's right, God has given you kingship.
但是这个王权,这个统治权为什么不太能够流出来呢?
And so this kingship and the sovereign power, why is it not flowing out of you?
同时你的身份是什么?
What is the identity that you have?
你一边是王来的,
At the same time, you are a king.
但是另一边是你是祭司。
On the other hand, you are a priest.
这就是创世纪第二章第15节到第17节的内容。
That is contained in Genesis chapter 2, verse 15 to 17.
差不多背起来的经文,但是再来读一下。
It's something that we memorize, but let's read again.
创世纪第二章第十五节到第十七节.
Genesis chapter 2, verse 15.
你得要明白你是什么人.
Understand what kind of person you are.
你是君尊的祭司.
You are the royal priesthood of God.
完全跟祭司权绝对绝对不能分开.
Kingship and priesthood cannot be separated.
所以今天这个圣经讲的罪是什么?
And so today, sin that is defined in the Bible.
完全跟祭司权分开来想，这就是罪.
You separated this kingship and priesthood.
看看一下.
Let's see.
耶和华神将那人安置在伊甸园，使他修理看守.
The Lord God took the man and put him in the garden of Eden to work it and take care of it.
现在我们的上帝把你安置在伊甸园。
And so God right now put you in the Garden of Eden.
意思说你是王来的了。
Say that you are king.
我们的上帝把你放在怎么样呢? 王位那边。
God placed you at the throne of throne.
但是呢，这个王怎么统治这个世上呢?
And how would this king rule over the land?
修理看守。
He'll work it and he'll take care of it.
修理看守。
Work it and take care of it.
这是修理看守是什么意思呢?
Work it and take care of it means?
修理看守是祭司长的任务了。
This is a responsibility of a high priest.
祭司的任务是什么?
What's the role of a priest?
祭司的任务是什么?
What's the role of a priest?
祭司的任务。
Role of a priest.
第一,好好研究神的话。
The first is to study the word of God.
好好教导神的话。
To teach the word of God.
好好顺从神的话。
Obey the word of God.
这就是 祭司要做的事情.
This is what a priest should do.
上帝没有错的了.
So God is right.
真的给你完全了.
God gave you kingship.
不管你拥有什么样的挑战, 不管你生活在什么样的环境里面, 我们的上帝给你能力, 能够圣养众多, 遍满这地.
So no matter what kind of conditions and condition you're in, God gave you the ability to be fruitful and to multiply, to rule over the
land. 也能够 攻打破碎恶者的势力,
to defeat and to overcome the force of these evil ones.
也能够管理万物,
and also to rule over all things.
这是你啊,
and so that is you.
但是怎么做能够发挥这个王权呢?
Then how should we do to let this kingship flow out of us?
你一定要好好做祭司长的祭司的任务了。
That you have to properly do the role of the priest.
一定要好好研究神的话。
Properly study the word of God.
一定要好好顺从神的话了。
Obey the word of God.
一定要好好做什么这个教导神的话了。
To teach the word of God.
明白吗?
Do we understand this?
但是现在看重什么呢?
But what do you take regards in right now?
我刚刚从开始到现在一直分享神的话了。
So from beginning to now, I keep sharing the word of God.
但是在我们的生活里面几乎 不信神的话,
but in our life, we almost don't believe in it.
信就是从这个妈妈的肚子里开始, 但是还是相信世上的想法看法, 世上的潮流, 世上的价值观。
Even so that you believe in the Lord since your mother's womb, but you keep believing and keep going into these worldly ways and thinking and concept.
现在圣经那么清楚地告诉我们说, 你是金尊的祭司。
And here it says that you are the royal priesthood of God.
把你的理性放下来,
so place down your own rational mind.
把你的想法看法放下来,
place down your own thinkings and opinions.
把你的经验放下来,
place down your own experience.
不要靠着你的经验, 不要靠着你的想法看法, 不要靠着你的知识, 不要靠着你的判断来生活。
So don't base on your own judgment, your own knowledge, your own thinkings and views and opinions to live your life.
意思说不要吃分别善恶树上的果子。
I mean to say that don't eat from tree of good and evil.
意思说不要吃你的知识。
Don't eat your own knowledge.
意思说不要靠着你的想法看法你的知识你的经验你的判断你的理性来生活不要这样了。
Don't live according to your own thinkings, your own opinions, your own plans, your own rational mind, your own knowledge to live your life.
如果你这样来生活的话必定死。
If you do that, you will certainly perish.
这里的死是什么意思?
And here perish means
我们看这个以弗所书第二章的时候魔鬼进来。
Ephesians chapter 2 there says that the devil would enter.
明白吗?
Understand.
现在我们为什么失败?
Why so that we fail today?
现在为什么我们生病?
Why so that we are sick today?
现在为什么我的工作不太顺?
Why so that my work right now is not doing well?
为什么我跟他的关系不好?
Why do I have bad relationship with the person?
因为魔鬼进来了。
Because the devil entered.
为什么魔鬼进来了?
And why so the devil entered?
用你的想法看法你的知识你的经验你的判断来生活了吗?
Because you use your own thinkings, your own opinions, your own rational minds, your own judgment to live your life.
从你的想法看法来看的话，这个先生是该死的。
With your own thinkings and opinions, this husband should die.
但是从上帝的眼光来看的话，他是看着是好的。
But by God's perspective, this person is good.
他是什么人?
What kind of person is?
예수 상대다 발생.
It's God's people, right?
왜지만 이 짝에 있네 그랬나?
So why do you marry to that person?
이네 다 저것 뭐 꽈로 거울이엔 막.
Because he put on this dog chain.
아니 지혼 지첸 다 처우 저것 뭐 시가렛 향연.
Because before you marry him, he was smoking this cigarette.
나는 탄 부츠.
And he wore boots. He wore boots.
나는 짐 모터죠.
And he ride his motorcycle.
나는 카이 양거 저거 코즈.
And then he abundant two buttons.
간지라이자면 난주한.
He looked like he's a man.
따서 성경 좀 보시오나.
What did the Bible say?
네 이등야 오자게 지도통.
You have to marry a Christian.
팅선도 와라.
So listen to the word of God.
네 미우쪽 지스다 런노.
If you never do the duties of the priest,
무슨 네 가오자치지도 생각한 바.
You just live according to your own thinkings and opinions.
어머, 팅선도 와라.
But we listen to the word of God.
하와를 순종선도 와라.
Obey the word of God.
나서 저거 왕权 통치权 차이 능 류출라.
And at time the kingship and sovereign power flow out of us.
야보란 네 면对 死.
If not, you will face death.
이스존 야보란 무고이 회진라 인디다 성명 님.
If not, the devil will enter your life.
제고노 포화의 거것스칭.
In the end, you will destroy many many things.
신주께서 쓰이 부신.
Christian, but yet you do not want to believe.
나는 쇼 왜지만 와이즈 성빈.
And I say, why do I often fall?
나는 쇼 왜지만 와다 성원 너무 빈총.
Why do I have poverty in my life?
왜지만 와다 스팅 너무 심쿠.
What is my thing so hard on?
용니다 누리 용니다 장파 칸파의 성화마.
Because you live by your own diligence and your own
thinking. 왜지만 부양 용선도 화노.
Why do you not want to use God's word?
상대 밍밍 바이바이 바니 펑자의 왕위로.
God placed you at the throne.
但是 用军事力 用你的知识 用你的 帅 不帅 或者是 漂亮来 生活 圣经没有这样讲
With your own military force With your own knowledge with your, Whether you're handsome or not handsome To live your life Bible never says so
靠着神的话来生活
Live by the word of God
明白吗 现在15节到第17节的意思
Understand the meaning in verse 15 to 17
这个是今天我们失败的一个 原因了
This is the reason why we failed in our life What is the reason?
真的好好认识神的话的时候 能够得胜吗?
So is it true that when we know the word of God, we can be victorious?
我们看看一下历代之下。
Let's look at 2 Chronicles.
第17章。
Chapter 17.
第7节到第11节。
The 7 to 11.
明白吗? 真的是, 我们礼拜天的, 崇拜的时间是早上10点, 对不对?
So for our worship service on Sunday, it's 10 o'clock.
不要10点20分钟才进来。
Don't come into the service hall at 10:20.
真的尽心尽力。 爱我们的上帝, 敬拜我们的上帝。
Love the Lord, Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind. Worship Him.
礼拜六整个晚上玩电脑。
The whole entire night on Saturday you play computer games.
然后早上很难起来。
And you cannot wake up in the morning.
不要了。
Don't do that.
这个不是很好的祭司。
This is not a very good priest.
你不要以为我不是新加坡大学毕业，所以呢很难成功。不要这样想。
Don't think that because you don't graduate from NUS, that's why you.
如果是这样的话，我刚刚也没有说嘛。我在这世上最不公平的是我们的上帝了。
That to say that in a whole entire world, the most unfair will be our God.
为什么他这样来创造我
？Why so he create me that way？
去韩国的时候，韩国男孩子的平均身高是173公分高。
And so for Korean, the average height is about 173 centimeters.
我是159.9。
But I am 159.9. Last time is 160.5.
但是现在我已经是75岁嘛，所以呢，缩起来了。
But because I'm 75 years old, that's why I shrink.
哦，真的是，这么我，你看，最不公平的是我们的上帝了，对不对？
The most unfair will be our God, isn't it?
不是的啦。
That's not the case.
世上的想法看法是这样。
The worldly thinking is like this.
起码超过最近在韩国调查的最理想的新郎是什么人呢？
Based on the Korean statistics, the most ideal groom is.
有很多的条件了。
There's many many conditions.
其中一个是一定要超过177.6。
And the condition is it must be more than 177.6.
这是现在韩国的女孩子喜欢的男孩子的平均身高。
This is the average height of what a woman in Korea would love a man.
这样的话，我不够这什么，差不多18公分。
I'm about 18 centimeters away from the benchmark.
谢谢师母。
Thank you, Mrs. Kong.
拯救我了。
Please save me.
明白吗？现在我们慢慢看到根本不信神的话。
So if you look closely, we don't believe in the word of God.
但是你好好研究神的话,
when you properly study the word of God,
好好读神的话,
study, read the word of God,
明白神的话,
understand the word of God,
好好学习神的话,
learn the word of God,
相信神的话,
believe in the word of God,
遵从神的话的时候, 会发生什么事情?
And when you obey the word of God, what would happen to you?
历代志下第17章,
2 Chronicles chapter 17,
第7节到第17节, 十一节。
7-11。
啊，请他做王第三年，就差遣臣子变怎么怎么人怎么什么，去教训百姓了。
In the third year of his reign, and he sent all these people to talk to people.
那么同着他们有立位人，
And those that govern them have the Levites and all these people.
啊，看第九节。
And verse 9.
他们带着耶和华的律法书，走遍犹大各城，教训百姓。
And taking with them the book of law of the Lord, they went around to all the towns of Judah and taught the people.
啊，那么结果呢？
And in the end,
啊，这是他们怎么样呢？好好的研究圣经呢？
What happened in the end? They studied the word of God only.
用神的话来好好教导我们的百姓呢？
They used the word of God to properly teach the people.
啊，让他们来明白神的话呢？
To allow them to understand the word of God.
啊，让他们来就什么相信神的话呢？
To let them believe in the word of God.
让他们来顺从神的话呢？
To let them obey and submit to the word.
也没有做了啊，那个什么建立很厉害的武器。厉害的军队
It never be very, very strong weapons or military force.
啊，在政治上啊，推动什么政策啊，没有了。
Or to come up with good military strategy.
那么去来新加坡拿很多的资产也没有了。
I never come to Singapore and take a lot of resources.
啊，但是发生什么事情
？What happened to them？
啊，就是他们好好研究神的话，好好相信神的话，明白神的话，就是做这个事情而已啊。
They study the word of God. They believe in the word of God. They read the word of God. They only do all of this.
但是希伯来书第四章。
In Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12, that says,
神的话是活泼的。
As he said, the word of God is living.
意思说神的话是有生命的。
That means to say that the word of God has life.
啊，神的话是功破的，功效的。
The word of God is active.
意思说神的话有 energy.
And say that the word of God has energy.
你不要小看这个，不要认为是跟别的书一样的。
Don't think that this book is the same as the other.
神的话有创造的能力。
The word of God has the power to create.
你相信神的话来宣告的时候，我们没有一并看过也是多少面呢？
If you believe,
我们没有给他吃药。
If you believe in the word of God, if you proclaim, we never give the people sick to have medicine.
那么跌倒来骨头裂的也是我们就是命令说裂的骨头这什么好啊接起来，那么立刻可以跳嘛。
So there was a person that actually fell and there was a crack on the bone, and so we just commanded that the bones be restored, and the person just immediately be healed and was.
那么这个什么腰 disc 嘛，腰 disc 骨刺嘛，我们命令的时候哦没问题嘛。
As well as the discus, as well as we command, that he got healed and restored.
啊，之前是根本不能动的嘛。
Initially, he couldn't even move at all.
就是在那边，躺在那边不能动的。
He just did this, cannot move.
但是骨刺推进去。
And he said, "This bone, go back in."
三到第四中间的那个骨刺推进去。
So the third to the fourth, this bone, go back inside.
就是把神的话命令嘛。
And so just command the word of God.
那么立刻医好嘛。
And he immediately got healing.
神的话真的有生命。
So the word of God has life.
神的话真的有能力了。
The word of God has power.
就是好好教导神的话了。
And have a properly teach the word of God.
好好研究神的话了。
Properly study the word of God.
明白神的话了。
Properly understand the word of God. Believe in the word of God.
那时候发生什么事情？
And what will happen to you?
你一定要读这新加坡大学的文凭，你才能得上圣经，没有这样讲。
You have to study NUS to have that certificate, then you'll be successful.
啊，你一定要超过177.6公分高才能结婚。啊，圣经没有这样讲。
You can only get married when you are 177.6 centimeters. The Bible never says so.
他们现在以色列人做什么呢？
So what did the Israelites do?
啊，学习神的话了。
They study the word of God.
结果呢，第十节请啊，耶和华是犹大四围的列国都甚恐惧，不敢与约沙法征战。
And that's how the fear of the Lord fell on all the kingdoms of the land surrounding Judah, so that they did not make wars with Jehoshaphat.
离开神的话的时候，魔鬼也会进来。
If you depart from the word of God, the devil will enter.
一定要明白。
So understand.
现在整个世上的问题是什么呢？
The whole entire problems in this world is
离开神的话的缘故了。
They have departed from the word of God.
看第十一节。
Verse 11.
啊，不只是啊，没有发生征战。
Not just no war happened.
啊，有些非利士人与约沙法送礼物那。金银哦，不错的银哦，当时是比金贵的是银。
At those times, silver is actually more precious and more costly than gold.
亚拉伯人也送他供绵羊7000哦，等。
Some of the Philistine brought Jehoshaphat gifts and silver as tribute, and their Arab brought him stocks and so on and so forth.
哦，他们没有写了博士论文。
They never write those doctorate theses.
啊，这是明白神的话了。
But they only understand the word of God.
相信神的话了。
They believe in the word of God.
顺从神的话了。
They obey the word of God.
这是这样做的时候怎么样呢？他们需要的财产自动的进来。
When they do that, the required possession that they need all came in.
所以明白吗?
So can we understand this?
一定要和睦了,
we have to be in unity. If you are not in unity, we cannot come into the community.
你不和睦的话,
if you are not in unity, you cannot listen to Pastor's sermon.
要弄清楚,
we have to be clear with this.
不信充满,
filled with unbelief.
你喜欢什么人的时候,
if you like certain people, no matter what the person says, you will just believe in the person.
你不喜欢什么人的话,
but if you don't like this person, no matter what this person says, you will not believe in that person.
这就是你们谈恋爱的时候没经历过吗?
This is what you experience when you're in a relationship, no?
那么你的女朋友说用绿豆来也可以做这个豆浆, 那么哪一个男孩子敢反驳?
And so when your girlfriend say that with green beans you can make bean curd, which boyfriend that to oppose that?
对不对?
Right?
没有人反驳,
nobody will oppose that, right?
就是你朋友这样说,
when the girlfriend say that, the boyfriend will say yes.
现在我要吃这个苹果,
right now I want to eat apple.
现在刚刚是冬天,
and it's winter.
但是你一定想办法找, 这个苹果,
and you will definitely find an apple for her.
当然现在比较容易了,
it's more easy right now.
我这个生活在这个老虎抽烟的那个时代的人来讲, 冬天不很难找这个苹果,
when I live in ancient times, it's very hard for me to find apple during winter time.
不是吗?
It's not the case.
要弄清楚了。
So we have to be clear with that.
这个神的话, 还有看第17章第4节到第5节。
17:14-15。第4节到第5节。Was 4 to 5。请只寻求他父亲的神，遵行他的诫命，不效法以色列人的行为。第5节。所以耶和华坚定的奉他的国，犹大众人给他进攻约沙法，大有尊荣。 吃彩
Verse 4, but sought the God of his father and followed his command rather than the practice of Israel. The Lord established the kingdom under his control, and all Judah brought gifts to Jehoshaphat, so that he had great wealth and honor.
所以明白吗？为什么到了今天韩国的情况那么辛苦？
Understand why so that society in Korea is so terrible.
那么多的现在大学生里面，10个毕业，然后10个毕业生里面只9个人找不到工作。现在目前的报告是这样。
And so the statistics show that 9 out of 10 of these uni grads cannot look for a job.
10个人里面只有1个人找到工作。
Out of this 10 person, only 1 person found a job.
为什么韩国的情况变这样呢？
Why the condition of Korea become like this?
所以看起来的教会多。
It seems like many churches there.
但是 你慢慢看的话，现在韩国的教会呢，几乎离开神的话了。
But you can see that the churches in Korea actually departed from the word of God.
明白吗？
Understand?
不明白。
Do you understand this?
真的相信神的话才是真理。
Really believe in the word of God, that is the truth.
今天我们一定要突破这个失败，突破痛苦，突破这个 不健康的事情?
Today we have to break through from this failure, break through from this sicknesses, break through from all this kind of poverty.
这样来看的话, 怎么样呢? 圣经讲的罪是什么?
And so the Bible defines sin as
圣经讲都觉得靠着自己的理性、自己的想法、看法、自己的判断、自己的经验来生活，这就是圣经讲的罪了。
To live according to your own thinkings, your own opinions, your own judgment, your rational mind, and as well as your own ways.
所以我们信主那么久也是还是一直失败的原因在这里了。
So the reason why so that we've been Christian for so long but we still live a life that is a failure.
几乎不信神的话了。
Because we don't believe in the word of God.
还是靠着自己的努力能力来生活。
We still rely on our own diligence and effort to live.
不要靠上帝的能力来生活。
We don't want to live according to the power of God.
你看马太福音第12章第31节到第32节怎么说呢?
Matthew chapter 12 verse 31 to 33 that says
任何罪都可以得到赦免。
All the sin can be pardoned.
但是不要靠神的话，不要靠上帝的能力，不要靠圣灵的能力来生活的话，没有人能够得到赦免。
But if you don't want to live according to the word of God, live according to the Holy Spirit, it is impossible for you to be pardoned of your sin.
所以一定要明白靠着自己的努力，靠着自己的能力，靠着自己的等等想法、看法、生活是那么大的罪。
And so if you live according to your own strength, your own diligence, your thinkings and opinions, this is a great sin before God.
所以呢，你告诉你旁边的，千万相信神的话。
So tell the person beside you, you have to believe in the word of God.
不要靠着你的努力来生活。
Don't live by your own diligence.
用你的想法、看法来生活的结果呢？讨厌、嫉妒、憎恨等等，知道吗？
So if you live by your own thinking, you just have anger and hatred and detest.
你靠着神的话来生活的时候，你才能饶恕别人，才能接纳别人，才能理解别人。
When you live by the word of God, only so then can you forgive other people, to accept other people, to understand other people.
你不要这样做的话，为什么这个靠自己的努力来生活是那么严重？
Why so that you live by your own way is very, very severe.
因为马太福音第16章23节。 到第二十五节说我们这样来生活的时候魔鬼一定会进来破坏我们的生命
Matthew chapter 16 verse 23 to 25 there says if we live that way the devil would answer to destroy our life
啊，魔鬼进来我们的生命里面的话虽然你是上帝的孩子但是我们的上帝呢无法祝福你啊
and when the devil answer even so that you are God's children it is impossible for God to bless you in that way
所以我们也刚刚读罗马约翰福音第一节五章第三十一节
so just like you read just now in John chapter 9 verse 31
哎呀，祭司第一个任务是好好管理神的话了，对不对？
The first for priest duty is to govern over the word of God.
好好侍奉我们的上帝，好好这个什么，明白这个神的话了。
To serve the Lord at the same time to understand the word of God.
那么第二祭司要做的事情什么呢？
The second thing that a priest would have to do is
好好看守圣殿的门。
To protect and guard the gates of the city.
不让肮脏的东西进来这个圣殿里面。
Don't let anything that is filthy and unclean to enter
the city. 圣经说的肮脏的东西是什么呢
？Unclean and filthy that mentioned in the Bible is.
肮脏的东西是从我们的屁股那边出来的。
Unclean things, so those that come out from our butt.
这个马太福音第十五章怎么说呢？
And Matthew chapter 15 that says.
啊，进去你的口，然后透过你的屁股出来的不是肮脏的。
What answer inside your mouth and come out of your butt that is not what unclean is?
从你的心那边出来的才是肮脏的。
But what come out from your heart, that is the unclean
thing. 从我的心那边出来的是什么呢
But what is the thing that come out from our heart?
看一下马可福音。
Mark.
第七章。
Chapter 7.
二十节到第二十三节。
20 to 23.
到底从我里面从我的心那边出来的是什么
So what is the thing that come out from our heart?
从我心里面出来的才能弄肮脏。
For out of my heart would be the one that make me unclean.
从人心里发出恶念，苟合。还有呢，第二十二节，偷盗哦，凶杀、奸淫、贪婪、邪恶、诡诈、淫荡、嫉妒、放毒、骄傲、狂妄，这一切的恶都是从里面出来，且能污秽人。
For from within, out of a man's heart come evil thoughts, sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, lewdness, envy, slander, arrogance, and folly. All this evil comes from inside, make a man unclean.
啊，为什么从我们的心里面出来的嫉妒、骄傲等等这些会弄肮脏呢？
And why
弄肮脏上帝的圣所呢？
And why so what come up from our heart is kind of jealousy and as well as a pride would devour a temple?
雅各书第三章十三节到第十五节怎么说呢？
James chapter 3 verse 13 to 15 that says
因为这些都是从魔鬼而来的。
All of this comes from the devil.
魔鬼是肮脏的了。
Devil is unclean.
所以呢，魔鬼另一个名字是污鬼。
And that another name for it is an unclean spirit.
雅各书那么清楚地告诉我们。
James said very clearly.
所以明白吗
Can we understand
this? 今天不够努力不够能力所以呢一直失败你的生意也不好或者是你的工作也不好不是的了。
We strive so hard but our business fail, our work fail, this is not the case.
你没有彻底的明白这个神的话没有彻底的顺从神的话没有彻底的相信神的话的缘故了
Because we don't understand the word of God. We don't know the word. Submit to the word of God. That's why.
还有你里面充满竞争嫉妒讨厌这什么不高兴这些的东西的缘故了
Because we are filled with competitions and happiness or envy with one another.
所以圣经一直告诉我们说好好除掉你里面的毒根
That's why the Bible says deal with all the bitterroot.
要不然我们的你跟上帝之间不能和睦。
Otherwise you cannot be in unity with God.
意思说上帝不能与你同在同行。
It's said that God cannot walk together with you.
因着这些的缘故我们失败。
Because of all of this, that's why we fail.
因着这些的缘故我们不能这个什么得胜了。
Because of this, that's why we cannot be victorious in our life.
那么今天我们看看一下为什么今天到了这个时间我们的时代的才会这样彻底的堕落呢
So understand why so that our church nowadays is so degenerated.
当然有很多的理由了。
There's many reasons.
比如说是这样的我们的上帝定了节期。
For example, God arranged seasons.
为什么我们的上帝定了节气呢
？Why God actually arranged seasons?
为什么定了节气
？Why so that God plans seasons?
圣经告诉我们说，你们一定要遵守上帝所定的这个节气。
The Bible says that we have to observe the festivals and seasons.
你们遵守上帝所定的这个节气的时候，你才能赶鬼。
And so when we observe the seasons, and only so then can we cast out demons.
才能赚钱。
And we can earn money.
才能平安。
And we'll have peace.
才能得胜。
Or to have victorious.
所以呢，一定要遵守这个上帝所定的节期。
And therefore, you have to observe the seasons that God has arranged.
那么节气是什么意思呢
What does it mean by season then?
啊摩埃德是什么意思呢
摩埃德 What does it mean?
摩埃德节气是希伯来语是摩埃德
摩埃德 is
啊摩埃德是什么意思呢
it's season. What does it mean then?
在中正那边打死魔鬼而跳舞高兴啊这就是节气的意思摩埃德的意思
Is that you defeat the enemies in the battle and then you rejoice with dancing.
我再来讲你好好遵守上帝所定的节气的时候呢你才能打死魔鬼结果呢能够跳舞欢乐对不对
So if you observe, the, you observe the season that God has arranged, then only so then can you overcome to all these kind of enemies and only so then can you dance.
这是节气摩埃德的意思
This is the meaning of season, 摩埃德
所以呢，圣经告诉我们，你一定要遵守三大节气。
And so you have to observe three big seasons.
一个是逾越节。
The first is Passover.
第二个是五旬节。
The second is Pentecost.
第三是祝棚节。
And the third is the Tabernacle.
耶稣呢，在祝棚节那天诞生了。
Jesus is born in the festival of Tabernacle.
耶稣呢，祝棚节那天再过来。
On the day of Tabernacle, Jesus will return again.
啊，祝棚节是以色列的月历来说的话，7月15号。
And so, in terms of Jewish calendar, it's the 15th of July.
我们的农历来说的话，8月15号。
Lunar calendar is the 15th of August.
圣经那么清楚地告诉我们说，耶稣是在祝棚节那天诞生了。
The Bible says that Jesus was born on the day of Tabernacle.
耶稣祝棚节那天再过来。
And again, Tabernacle on the day of Tabernacle, he will return.
12月25号，圣诞节是巴力神的。太阳神诞生的日子
25th of December is the birth of this Baal God
所以上帝所定的节日里面节气里面没有圣诞节
and therefore in the days and the season that God has arranged there is no such thing as Christmas
只有逾越节五旬节祝棚节而已啊
there's only Passover Pentecost and Tabernacle
啊，上帝所定的节气里面没有复活节
in the festive and the season there is no such thing as resurrection
复活节为什么 Easter Day
why is it called Easter Day
Easter 是谁呢
Who is Easter?
这个巴力神的太太的名字是 Easter.
Easter is the wife of this Baal God, which is Easter.
丰满的神。
It means
丰满的女神。
A God of abundance.
生很多很多孩子的女神。
A God that produces a lot.
这就是复活节。
And this is the day of Easter.
上帝所定的节气里面根本没有复活节，你知道吗
？In the day that God has arranged, there's no such thing as Easter day.
复活节是什么日子呢
？What is the day of Easter?
逾越节。过了第三天的日子就是复活节。
The third day after Passover, that's the day of Easter day.
但是没有独立的。
But there is no independence in that.
根本没有复活节。
There is no such thing as Easter day.
只有逾越节。
That's only Passover, then Pentecost, then Tabernacle.
如果你遵守这个节气的话，魔鬼的头完蛋了。
Then if you observe this this day, the devil's head will be.
100%你一定会得胜的。
100% you will be victorious.
所以魔鬼一定要想办法。取消逾越节、五旬节、祝棚节这些的。
And therefore, the devil strives all his ways to actually cancel all of this Pentecost day, this Passover, and Tabernacle day.
然后就是带来了圣诞节。
And they bring forth only Christmas.
然后带来了复活节。
Bring this Easter day.
所以呢，我们为什么不要送鸡蛋，知道吗
？Therefore, we don't give out eggs.
这个是外邦宗教的巴黎宗教的一个这个风俗习惯。
This is kind of traditions from the pagan religion. The
为什么我们圣诞节不要过圣诞节？
Why is it that we don't have this Christmas day?
圣经讲的，圣经没有讲的，你们不要做。
Because when the Bible never says so, please don't do that.
那么今天时间上，我不要分享这个五旬节、祝棚节。
Because of time constraint, I'm not going to share about this Passover and the Pentecost.
起码逾越节。
At least this Passover.
逾越节的意思是什么呢
？What does it mean by Passover?
这个跳过以色列的百姓的意思了。
It means to say that to pass over, to jump pass over the Israelites.
这个事实上是属于魔鬼的。
And so this world belonged to the devil.
亚当犯了罪。
Adam sinned.
撒旦立刻进来这个世上。
Satan entered this world immediately.
所以耶稣也承认魔鬼就是世上的王。
Jesus acknowledged that this devil is the god of this world.
亚当犯了罪过后呢，世上是属于魔鬼的了。
After Adam sinned, this world belongs to the devil.
所以上帝一定要审判这个世上。
And therefore, the world, God will judge
this world. 一定要审判这个魔鬼。
God will judge this devil.
那么怎么办呢
？What should we do then?
你也生活在这个世上里面。
You live in this world.
那么审判 魔鬼审判世上的时候，你也一起会灭亡。
So when God is judging this world, God is judging the devil. You will also perish together.
你遵守逾越节的时候怎么样呢？我们的上帝呢？跳过去你呀、啊、
But if you observe the Passover, God will pass over you.
赚钱了，跳过去你呀、啊、
God will pass over you.
明白吗？这个 Passover 这个逾越节的意思。
Understand the meaning of the day of Passover.
啊，这个跳过去上帝的百姓的意思。
He will pass over the people of God.
意思说魔鬼的从魔鬼而来的逼迫，从魔鬼而来的攻击，从魔鬼而来的压迫不会临到你的身上。
The attack, the persecutions and the oppressions of the devil will not come upon you.
我已经说了，世上已经是属于魔鬼的。
And I say that this world belongs to the devil.
但是我们生活在这个世上。
But we belong to the, we are living on this world.
不是你不够能力，不够努力，现在贫穷。
It's not because you are not enough diligent, that's why you're in poverty.
不是你不够营养不够能力，所以呢生病。
It's not because you are not enough capable or lack of nutrition, that's why you are in sickness.
不是的，现在魔鬼支配你的缘故了。
Right now, the devil is dominating
you. 魔鬼偷了你的健康了。
The devil is stealing from you.
魔鬼偷了你的金钱。
God is, the devil is stealing from you.
魔鬼偷了你的智慧，你的知识。
And steal your intelligence, steal your knowledge.
要弄清楚。
So be clear with that.
约翰福音第十章第十节告诉我们的。
John chapter 10 verse 10, that tells us that.
圣经那么清楚都告诉我们了吗？
The Bible tells us all of this very clearly.
那么怎么办呢？
How should we do that?
那么你遵守逾越节的时候呢？你会怎么样呢？那个审判不会临到你的身上的。
And so when we observe the Passover, this judgment will not come upon us.
不只是不会临到你的身上的，你能够攻破这个魔鬼的势力。
It's not just going to come upon us, but we can overcome.
结果呢，你从病痛、从贫穷、从痛苦那边能够释放出来。
And we can be set free from this kind of suffering, sicknesses, and poverty.
不是拿到新加坡大学的文凭，你才能脱离魔鬼而来的这些的痛苦、病痛、贫穷，不是的了。
So we are not set free from this kind of suffering, sicknesses, and poverty when we have the NUS qualification.
你遵守这个什么逾越节？
We observe the Passover.
逾越节是什么呢？
What does it mean by Passover?
出埃及第十二章第十二节怎么做呢？
Exodus 12 verse 12.
逾越节是什么？
What's the meaning of Passover?
出埃及第十二章第六节到第八节怎么说呢？
Exodus 12 verse 6 to 8.
十一节到第十四节怎么说呢？
11 to 14 that says.
杀一只羔羊。
To kill one lamb.
然后用他的宝血涂在门框。
To use the blood of that lamb to cover it on the
door. 这样做的话怎么样呢？魔鬼的头完蛋了。
And at that time, the devil's head will be crushed.
审判、贫穷、痛苦、苦难不会临到你的身上。
And so judgment, sicknesses, poverty, suffering will not enter your life.
你把羔羊的宝血涂在门框上。
So you put the blood of the lamb on the doorpost.
那么这样的话，魔鬼的能力完全被破了。
And all the power of the evil ones will be destroyed.
然后你能够进来上帝的祝福里面。
And you can enter into the blessings of God.
这就是这个出埃及记第十二章告诉我们的逾越节。
This is what is written in Exodus 12 that tells us about Passover.
还有你这样把羔羊的宝血涂在门框上。
So when you cover the door frames with the blood of the lamb.
这样的话你的罪不见了。
At that time your sin will be disappeared.
然后你变成圣洁的
you become a holy person.
你变成干净的
you become a clean person.
结果是我们的圣洁的上帝能够临到你的身上
and so the holy God can come upon you.
这就是逾越节
that's the meaning of Passover.
但是天主教呢却不让我们过这个逾越节
but the Catholic don't want us to observe this Passover day.
当然只是这什么强调王权王权
but they emphasize only on kingship and kingship.
只是强调祝福祝福
to emphasize on blessings and blessings
就是强调复活复活
to emphasize on the resurrections
根本没有讲悔改
but it never talk about repentance
明白吗
do we understand this
所以呢变成怎么样呢求福信仰了
and so it seems as if like it's blessing kind of worship
明白吗现在韩国教会的问题在哪里
so what is the problem with the Korean churches
拜偶像的人跟信主的人是一模一样
the one that are idolaters and as well as the Christians they are all the same
拜偶像的人的目的是什么拜偶像的目的是什么
what is the purpose of those idolaters the purpose of it
不管就是求福求福求福而已啊
they're just asking for blessings right
那么现在信主的目的是什么呢
what is the purpose of believing in Jesus now
为什么到了考试的时间的话所有的爸爸妈妈都来教会呢
Why so that when during exam period all the parents will come to church?
因为求福嘛
Because you ask for blessing
让我的孩子来上大学
Please let my children to go to university
结束过后根本没有人来
And after the period nobody come to church
所以呢到了考试的时间的话大学考试的时间的话你没有推动的话那个教会一定要关门 每一间教会都推动100日祷告会。
So every single church in Korea, we have this 100-day of prayer times before the exam starts.
根本没有讲逾越节。
They never emphasize and to talk about this Passover.
逾越节是什么呢？
What's the meaning of Passover?
流血。
To shed blood.
那么希伯来书第9章22节怎么说呢？
Was it written in Hebrews chapter 9 verse 22?
如果不流血的话，罪就不得赦免。
If there's no shedding of blood, there's no forgiveness of sin.
你一定要流血。
And so you have to shed your blood.
你一定要流血，这就是。 用羔羊的宝血来涂在门框上的意思了。
That's the meaning of putting the blood of the lamb on the doorframe.
那么圣经讲的流血是怎么意思？
What's the meaning of shedding blood in the Bible?
不要靠你的理性、你的想法、看法、你的经验、你的判断来生活，这就是流血的意思。
Don't live according to your own thinkings, opinions, your judgment, and your plans and your experience.
你一定要流血
of blood. You have to shed blood.
你一定不要靠你的想法、看法来生活。
Don't live according to your own thinkings and opinions.
你不要靠着你的，比如说我刚刚。 你没有说了吗？ 现在我的骨头断了。 从你的想法看法来看的话怎么样呢？ 不可能一下子可以得到医治。
For example like this, I broke my arm. It's for your own perspective. It's impossible to get healing instantly.
现在我的读书没有那么高。
For example, I don't study really
good. 那么从你的想法看法来看的话很难找到工作。
For your thinking opinion, it's really hard for me to find a job.
不是的了。
But that's not the case.
不管信主不信主都这样来生活。
Whether you believe God or not, you live the way like that.
结果呢，很难得胜。
And therefore, it's very hard for you to be victorious.
你已经是信教的人。
You are a new creation.
你跟这个不信主的人不一样。
You are different from this non-believer.
看起来是一样。
It seems the same.
但是身份不一样。
But identity is different.
你已经拥有了天上、地上、地下所有的权柄。
You have the authority in heaven, on earth, and on the ground.
但是一定要。 流血,
but you have to shed blood.
一定要杀你的理性, 一定要杀你的想法看法。
You have to eradicate and cut off from your own thinkings and your own rational minds.
这就是流血。
That is the meaning of
一定要饶恕,
you have to forgive people.
一定要融入这个共同体的生活。
You have to come into the community life.
一定要好好学习神的话。
You have to learn the word of God.
全心全力学习神的话。
With all your heart and might to study the word of God.
全心全力凭着信心来把神的话来宣告。
With all your heart and might to proclaim the word of God.
所以呢，有些人拜托牧师，可不可以为了我来祷告？
And so some people plead, Pastor, can you pray for the person?
我通常怎么样呢？ 你不是门徒吗？
And then he would say that I'm not a disciple. You pray first.
然后才找我。
And then after that, then you come find me.
为什么你们没有信心呢？
Why so that you have no faith?
到底跟我一起来生活多少年才成长呢？
How many years do you have to grow living together with me?
为什么不敢相信呢？
Why do you not dare to believe?
你也是上帝的孩子。
You are the child of God.
我也是上帝的孩子。
I'm also the child of God.
你也凭着信心来生活的话，统治权会流出来。
If you live your life by faith, the sovereign power will flow out of you.
你跟牧师不一样。
Are you different from pastor?
不要这样的。
Don't say that.
复活节是什么？
What does it mean by resurrection day?
另一句话说初十节，第一次收割的这个初十节。
The feast of the first fruit.
节食的食。
First fruit.
是什么意思呢？
What does it mean?
耶稣是第一次的果子。
Jesus is the first fruit.
那么只有耶稣才能从死里复活的意思吗？
Does it mean to say that only Jesus can resurrect from the dead only?
耶稣是第一次的果子的意思是什么呢？你是第二次的。
Jesus is the first fruit, then you are the second fruit.
耶稣也能从死里复活了。
If Jesus can resurrect from the dead,
以后你也从死里复活。
You will also be resurrected from the dead.
耶稣现在坐在神右边的宝座上。
Jesus first seat on the throne of the right hand of God.
你也等一下跟耶稣一起来坐在神的右边的宝座上。
And later on, you will also be seat on the right hand of God.
耶稣说第一个果子的意思是什么？也有第二、第三、第四的果子的意思了。
If Jesus is the first fruit, that means to say that there is a second, third, and fourth fruit as well.
耶稣的位跟你的位是一样的意思了。
That's Jesus' seat and your seat is of the same.
为什么？ 先找牧师了。
So why look for pastor first?
你先不能凭着信心来为了他祷告吗？
Why can you pray for the person by faith then?
到底多少次找到你才凭着信心来祷告呢？
How many times do I have to teach you then will you pray by faith?
然后真的没有果效的才找牧师好不好？
And if there's no result then we can find pastor, shall we?
真的我们相信神的话好不好？
Let's believe in the word of God, shall we?
一定要遵守这个逾越节。
We have to observe this Passover.
意思说一定要流血。
That means to say that we have to shed blood.
一定要杀你的理性、你的想法、看法等等。
We have to cut off from our own rational minds, our own thinkings and opinions.
那时你才能变成干净的。
At a time we'll become a clean person.
你才能变成义人。
We'll become a righteous man.
结果呢，上帝与你同在同行。
And at a time God will be together with you.
结果呢，魔鬼的头呢，完全被他打破了。
At the same time the devil's head will be crushed.
这就是出埃及记第12章。
This is what is written in Exodus chapter 12, the content of Passover. So we have to observe this Passover properly.
但是这是逾越节了，根本没有人提。
Nobody talk about this Passover.
나로就是复活节.
They only talk about this.
结果呢, 变成求福的信仰.
It become a kind of a blessing kind of religion.
就是求你求你求你.
Please, please, please.
假先知是谁?
Who are the false prophets?
圣经讲的淫妇是谁?
Who are those prostitutes?
不要以为他们的道理跟我们的道理是一样.
Don't think that their values and our values are the same.
基督教呢?
What about Christianity?
Only Jesus.
Only Jesus.
只要敬拜我们的上帝,
only to worship our God.
只有神的话才是真理,
only the word of God is truth.
真的是我们好好遵守逾越节意思说流血好好杀掉老我好好杀掉自己的想法看法的时候魔鬼的势力能够逼迫吗?
Observe the Sabbath to say that the shed blood to eradicate cut off from our own rational minds, our own thinkings and opinions. Only so at that time will this devil be crushed.
旧约里面的以色列人的生活那么辛苦,
in the Old Testament to Israel, like they had a very hot time to leave.
为什么他们常常面对征战?
Why so? Because they face with a lot of battles and wars.
为什么他们常常面对贫穷?
Because they face with poverty in their life.
历代志下第29章,
2 Chronicles chapter 29,
第8节到第9节,
verse 8 to 9,
为什么这个以色列人经常面对征战的痛苦, 经常面对贫穷的问题呢?
Why so that they face with this kind of battle as well as poverty in their life?
历代志下第29章第8节到第9节告诉我们说, 因为他们没有遵守
In 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 9 to 8 to 9, that says that because they never observed the Sabbath, that's why. They never shed the blood. They live according to the man's experience and as well as the knowledge of the man and the thinking and opinions of the man.
结果呢,他们常常面对贫穷,常常面对怎么样呢?征战的痛苦.
That's why you face with poverty and as well as the sufferings of wars. Until the time of this Hezekiah, King Hezekiah understand the origin of the problem.
所以他命令了所有的以色列的百姓这个好好遵守逾越节。
And therefore he commanded and he declared for the whole Israel to observe this Passover.
彻底地杀掉我们的想法看法。
To cut off from their own thinkings and opinions.
好好相信神的话。
To properly believe in the
word
of God.
好好学习神的话。
To properly study and
to
learn the word of God.
还有肮脏的东西好好处理。
To deal with all the unclean things.
你里面的毒根好好处理。
You beat the root inside of you, you have to deal with it.
你不高兴的、惧怕的、担心的、讨厌的好好处理。
Unhappiness, fear and hatred, you have to deal with it properly.
这就是好好遵守逾越节的意思。
This is the meaning of observing the Passover properly.
这就是流血的意思。
This is the meaning of shedding the blood.
这就是用耶稣的宝血来涂在门框的意思。
The same meaning that applying Jesus' blood at the doorpost.
那么西西家王这样来做的结果呢，发生什么事情？
When King Hezekiah did that, what happened then?
你看历代志下第29章。
2 Chronicles chapter 29,
第3节到第5节,
verse 3 to 5.
他现在命令了好好遵守逾越节,
so he declared to properly observe Passover.
以色列的月历来说的话, 逾越节就是元年正月的第一月了。
So for the Jewish calendar, Passover is of the first month of the first of the year.
所以呢，正月的意思是什么呢？ 好好遵守逾越节的意思。
The first month means to say that properly observe the Passover.
然后到了第15节、第16节，你们明白神的话，然后好好处理你心里面的肮脏的一切。
So verse 15 and 16 talks about that properly deal with the unclean thing that is inside of us.
然后第34章。
Chapter 30,
6节到第8节,
6 to 8,
你们好好遵守了,
you properly observe all this,
他们好好遵守逾越节的结果发生了什么事呢?
You properly observe and honor the Passover, what happened to them?
第31章,
Chapter 31,
第5节到第7节,
verse 5 to 7,
起码读这个经文,
at least read this verse.
现在他们面对了贫穷,
and so right now they face with this poverty.
他们面对了征战的痛苦,
they face with the sufferings of war.
那么西西家王推动什么政策?
And King Hezekiah, what kind of strategy he
鼓励整个百姓来读书读书?
And he encouraged the people to study.
不是的啦。
That's not the case.
或者是好好建立军队?
But they probably raise up his military force.
或者是跟周围的国家好好做贸易?
Or to have treats with the nations around him.
不是的，就是所有的百姓 都好好遵守逾越节,
but all the people to properly observe the Passover.
都出来努力学习神的话,
so all will come and to study the word of God.
努力处理里面的毒根,
to properly deal with the bitterness inside of them.
惧怕、担心、忧虑等等，对不对？悔改.
The worries, fears, and anxiety to repent from them.
结果呢发生什么事情?
And then what happened to them?
预则一出以色列人就把出手的五谷新酒油蜜和田地的出产多多送来，又把
购物的十分之一送来的极多。第六节，住犹大各城的以色列人和犹大人也将牛羊的十分之一等等等等等等啊送来啊，十七城对垒。好，第七节，从三月集结到七月才完，五个月。现在不要算别的财产，只是算十分之一。
You're just counting the one-tenth offering. It takes about 5 months to count them.
只是算十分之一，花了五个月的时间。
To just calculate the one-tenth offering, you spend 5 months.
啊，我们这个Grace 姐妹赚的五个月，只是单单算十分之一，算需要五个月的够吗？
Grace,
这个收入够吗
？Enough for you to count the one-tenth offering for 5 months?
第八节
，verse 8，
西西家和众首领来看见啊，对垒就称颂耶和华，又为耶和华的名以色列人祝福。
verse 8， when Hezekiah and his official came and saw the hymns, he praised the Lord and blessed his people Israel.
好，那么我们后来遵守逾越节的节的时候会发生什么事呢
？What happened when we properly observed the Passover？
魔鬼的头啊，完蛋了。
The head of the devil will be crushed.
我们从魔鬼的压制而来的痛苦、贫穷、病痛等等，从那边可以能够释放出来。
And all the oppressions, the sicknesses, the suffering and poverty, all will be set free from all of this.
也能够进来上帝的祝福里。
And we can enter into the blessings of God.
信主是那么喜乐的。
It's such a joyful thing to believe in the Lord.
信主没有要求让我们写博士论文。
There's no requirement for us to write thesis when we believe in the Lord.
信主没有要求你一定要超过 177.6 公分高。
Or for you to be more than 177 centimeter.
那么好的耶稣。
Such a good Jesus.
为什么10:20才进来
？Why do you come in at 10:20 then?
为什么不要融入这个共同体
？Why do you not want to come into the community？
为什么不要努力学习神的话
？Why do you not want to properly study？
为什么不要好好敬拜我们的上帝
？Why do you not want to properly worship the Lord？
为什么不要饶恕
？Why do you not want to forgive？
不要了。
Don't do that。
这样好好遵守逾越节了。
Properly observe the Passover。
这样的话，各个方面都得胜了。
When we do that, many areas will have victory。
那么我们一起来祷告了。
Pray this time。